KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, presents the On Air Chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souter and Aaron Harder.
Good morning and welcome to the On Air Chat. We are brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Steve.
Aaron, good morning. It's a great morning as we're going to honor Greg Ray. I have intrepidation, easy show to do, but try to put all these people that want to congratulate Greg into an hour can be a challenge.
I agree. There's a lot of praise to be given, a lot of good times, a lot of reminiscing.
Greg Ray, after just a few days short of 36 years here at KVOE, going to leave us. And Greg, first of all, thank you and congratulations.
Well, first I need to say thank you to you and to Lee Firestone for giving me the opportunity back in 1987 to come to Emporia, become the sports director, and eventually the play-by-play voice for Emporia State University when you were making the bid for the rights at Emporia State. And it has been my pleasure to fill this role, and for me, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and it's I won't say it's been exactly how I envisioned it all going, but I wouldn't change anything the way it's gone. I've had a blast covering not only Emporia State but Emporia High and the area colleges and our high schools, and it has been a dream job for me. I hear a lot of people talk about it. I'm living the dream. Well, every day I got to live my dream of being a sports broadcaster, doing college athletic play-by-play, and being able to do something I really enjoyed doing.
Well, it goes without saying you've been a dream. I won't call you an employee. I'll call you a colleague, a co-worker, and never had to question your effort or if you would be there or if you'd do a good job. Did you ever miss a game sick?
There may have been one.
No.
That's the voice.
I think there was one that I had to have somebody else do because
your voice. I don't think you were sick.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's a couple you shouldn't have been doing.
that is definitely true.
So
that is definitely true.
All right. And we've got our first caller, and we're going to have a lot of callers, and we will let them in and let them talk briefly. Good morning. You're on the Greg Ray Farewell.
That's easy for you to say.
Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Coach Rosales with ESU Softball.
Good morning, Coach.
Well, you got
Greg. I just want.
Go ahead.
Wanted to say thank you for everything you've done for ESU over the last 35 years, and more specifically softball, and covering me not only as a coach but as a player, and every time in between. So we just wanted to tell you thanks.
Now, I do remember a number of regional and even national tournament trips with the Lady Hornet softball team, Salem, Virginia. I would have never been to Salem, Virginia if it weren't for Emporia State softball. Making a trip down to San Angelo, Texas for regionals, and going up to Winona, Minnesota for softball regionals. I've been a lot of places, and it's been a pleasure covering Lady Hornet softball. I've seen a lot of outstanding games and a lot of outstanding players, and I wish you continued success, Coach.
Well, thank you, Greg, and we just appreciate your dedication to softball. There's not a lot of stations across the country that would do that, so KVOE and you, Greg, have been a blessing for us in letting our fans kind of hear what's going on our field. So thank you so much.
Okay, April Rosales, softball coach, thanks for calling.
Of course.
We got them lined up now. Let me tell you who's in the room. Just for starters, Don Weiss. Good morning, Don.
Morning.
Thank you for all your help lining up a lot of these people.
It's a lot of people to line up for this guy over 35 years.
Former athletic director Kent Weiser. Kent, I'll give you a second to tell what Greg has meant to the program in the 20-some years you were the athletic director.
Boy, it's hard to put all of that into a sentence or into a few sentences. I think you know, things that people don't understand, or that if you're not in sport, you're used to just watching the game and going to the game. And of course, Greg has done, like Coach Rosales said, you know, we were the first MIAA school to broadcast softball games. And so he's doing all of that when he's on air, but the time and the work that he has put in, he's out at practices. He's out, you know, with Bo. He's at high school games, and then he comes out to ESU practices and gets to know the players and the coaches and the names and in every sport, not just the ones that you hear on the radio. So it is to see what he's done has been it is remarkable and so appreciated.
Kent Weiser, thank you. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Hey, it's Jory. How's it going?
Troy Collins?
Good.
Yeah.
Coach Collins.
Good morning, Coach. How are you today? How's life in how's life in Fargo?
It's been great. It's been great. I'm on a golf course in South Dakota right now.
All right. Hey, Jory, this is Coach Jenkins. I wish I was there with you, man.
You would love this place. It's unbelievable.
So go ahead, Jory. We'll give you a few.
Yeah, hey, you know, when I had a chance to call in for Greg, I was thinking about all my time there, and I think I was on the bench in one capacity or the other for 17 seasons. And obviously, Greg Way was there for every single one of them, and I know our program always prided itself on consistency and doing it the right way day in and day out, and I think Greg's right there with that. When I think about his career there, just the consistency that he did the job was unbelievable. I think Emporia State women's basketball and Greg Ray are pretty entwined. And I know all my friends and family that ever listened and couldn't make it games were always so complimentary of how well he did. It was just a terrific, terrific person to have on the call. So it'll be a little bit sad listening to games and not hearing his voice, but I think he's put his time in. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks, Coach. I appreciate that. It's been a joy following the Lady Hornet basketball program, watching them rise to being one of the best teams in the conference, best teams in the nation, and it has been my pleasure to be able to see that all happen and be a part of that.
Well, good. What are you going to do, Greg? What are you going to do with your time now?
That's a good question, and I might be hearing that a lot from my wife here in the next couple of weeks. When are you going to get a job?
You're going to have a list of things for you to do.
Well, probably
35 years worth of things for you to do.
Well, we're moving, so you know some of those things are going by the wayside because we won't changing locations, and so.
Hopefully he's going to wish here. He was back here.
There might be days, yeah, especially on game days. Those are going to be the tough days.
Jory, thanks for calling. We got lots of people lined up, and Jory Collins, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead and identify yourself.
This is Sean Vanderburg, former Emporia State coach from 10 to 18.
Good morning, Coach Vandiver. How are you today?
Greg, living the good life. I'm here talking to a bunch of guys in the room that I have nothing but respect and love for, and having a nice cup of coffee and watching a little film, living the life of a coach.
Well, it was good to see you when you were back here in early June for Duncan Fort's wedding. It was good to see you back in town when you were with Kent Weiser, when we ran into you at the Unbound Gravel.
Yeah. I'm struggling. I keep wanting to call it the Dirty Kansas, but Unbound Gravel, it was a good time. You know, when that now or you explode.
Coach Vandiver, thanks for joining us. And I know Greg appreciated you. You guys had some interesting sports talks or Hornet talks out of Bruffs while you were here.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, but just like with Greg, you and I and them shared the same type of conversation, be it in Bruffs for sports talk, be it sitting around waiting for the game to start, be it after a game or just running into each other at all sorts of Emporia restaurants. And I'm thankful to him. I'm thankful to you. You know, at the end of the day, it was just a great time for me. And I'm thankful and great. Thank you for the friendship, the camaraderie we shared. And Jory asked the magic question, like, you know, what are you going to do now? And whatever you do, I know you're going to have some fun and you're going to be successful.
Sean Vandiver, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a great time.
Bo Welch is in, and you've seen Greg from a lot of positions: baseball coach, basketball coach, now athletic director. What's he mean to the high school?
He means the world. He's the, you know, I look at Greg as maybe the voice of Emporia. You know, not just Emporia State, but you know, just Emporia. You know, the town. He's always been great to me. Back to when I was an assistant girls coach with Coach Neinsted, and baseball coach, head basketball coach, and obviously now in this role. And Greg's done a great job. He's done a great job with our kids. You know, it's not an easy thing to interview 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. And Greg's done such a great job. He gets them through the interview and sets them up for success. And I think he sets our school up for success. You know, I've told a lot of people that, I've missed a lot of things about not coaching this year. But one of the main ones is just not having the conversations with Greg and you guys and here on Saturday mornings and being able to visit with Greg, you know, when he would come out to do his weekly interviews and just those interactions. You know, Greg and I would sit in my office for an hour, you know, before a practice and talk, you know, about everything, our team, life, our kids, you know, and those are conversations that I treasure. And like I said, that's something I really missed last year.
And that'll be definitely some of the things I'll miss, being able to poke my heads in coaches' offices and just spend time just talking. Not necessarily about anything in particular, but we don't solve anything, but we do. You know, sometimes it becomes a therapy session occasionally, but those are the things that I'll miss, being able to have that daily, weekly interaction with coaches, with the athletes, and just trying to tell everybody, helping tell everybody's story.
Yeah, well, from Emporia High, we thank you for everything you've done for, like I said, not only our school, our community, you know, but for myself, our athletes. So, you know, from all of us, thank you, Greg.
Bo, hang around a little bit because I want you to touch on his ability to get kids on the air and what that means to those kids and to their parents. And we'll get back to you, but right now we need to go back to the phones as we got somebody else that wants to congratulate Greg Ray on nearly 36 years of great work as our sports director. Go ahead.
Hey, Greg. Bob Fernelli.
Coach Fernelli.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready for another year, and I'm going to miss hearing you. As much as I wasn't around, I'd always listen to you broadcast Coach Higgins games. So I'm going to miss hearing that.
Well, those are the things I'm definitely going to miss, the Saturday afternoons at Welch Stadium or whatever stadium we're going to be at. Those are the things I'm going to miss the most. It's kind of like when you talk to the coaches, they're going to miss the games, but it's also the interaction, the daily interaction with players and with athletes, and I'm going to miss that as much as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I just remember the times when we finished the season. We didn't finish it where we wanted to. We ended up talking to you on the radio, and you kept me sane. I always struggle at the end of the year, and I know you helped me get through those times for 15 years, so I appreciate everything you've done.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Bobby, how are things going for you and P-Berg?
Oh, they're going good. Just getting ready for another season, trying to figure things out. Life's a little different. Kids are different. Parents are different. So you coach a little different, which isn't always what you want to do, but that's kind of what we're doing.
So, well, good luck, sort of good luck to you.
I got you.
You understand? Thank you for joining us, Coach. Coach Bob Fernelli.
Thanks,
you guys,
Coach.
Have a great day, and thanks for everything, Greg.
Hey, Coach, we'll see you down there. Yeah. We play Pitts, Coach Higgins, when we bring home that victory, okay?
All right, buddy. We'll see you then. Can't wait to see you. All right, you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, we're going to do one more phone, and then we'll get a break in. And we got Coach Higgins here to talk with. Bo Welch is here. Kent Weiser. Don Weiss, I've got a lot of things I want to discuss with Weiss. I figured we could just do this show with you and me, and we'd just talk about trips in the snow or stuff like that. So this is let's go back to the phones. One more caller. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? This is Craig Doty. How are you?
Good morning, Coach Doty.
Greg, man, how are you?
Doing okay. And yourself?
You're doing better than okay. You're always doing okay. You're just the grinder, the steady. You're never too high, never too low. But, man, you're doing great, man. We're so proud of you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
I know you're like the Johnny Carson of Emporia. You know, a lot of women went to bed listening to you at night, just like they watched Johnny Carson. They'd listen to the games and wait for your final recap, and then it was bedtime, and they're going to have to find someone else to listen to now.
Well, yeah, that's
you got him speechless for the first time, Coach. That's kind of impressive.
I always try to put it to Greg a little bit to make it awkward for him, so it's more fun that way.
Okay, I'll get him.
All right. Well, Coach, I do appreciate those kind words, and I am going to miss watching your team as it continues to grow. It has, it's been a joy watching you turn the men's basketball program into what it is today and having the success you've been having. And I just wish you continued success, and I hope someday that I'll be able to turn on my TV some Saturday afternoon right before the semifinals of the Division I Final Four and watch your team play in a national championship game on CBS TV.
Well, I'm grateful for the kind words, and you know the journey as we grew the program at Emporia State from an inherited last place team to winning an NCAA tournament game this past year. Your professionalism was just top notch. I mean, there wasn't a lot to talk about when we lost 13 of our final 14 games against in year two. And you kept it as fresh as we possibly could, and you stayed positive, and you came to practices, and you saw the vision, and it all ended with you with your time calling an NCAA tournament win and into the round of 32. So we're grateful. I'm going to miss you dearly. At the same time, too, we wish you the best, and I just have a hunch we'll be seeing you a little bit more sometime down the line somewhere.
Sometime, somewhere. Don't be surprised.
I love it. I mean, how is it to hang out with all those legends in that room? I mean, you got Steve Sauter, you got Higgins in there, you got Don Weiss. I mean, you got so many guys. You got Bo Welch. You got so many guys just hanging out. What are you guys doing in the room right now? That's what I want to know.
Kent Weiser's wondering why you didn't mention him.
No, I was Kent's in there, Kent.
I was not, Coach. I was.
You got Aaron Harder.
Hey, this is.
We got legendary Kent, and we got the best ponytail in Emporia.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, as fun as this is, we need to get to take one more phone call. Coach, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys. God bless you, Greg. Thanks for everything you've done for us.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Coach Craig Doty, and now we're going to alter what we were planning to do because Brandon Snyder is making time from a practice session to talk to Greg. So, good morning, B. Coach Snyder?
Maybe it's not Brandon.
What's that? Siler. Oh, is that who you wrote
this
down?
Is Brian.
Coach Brian Siler from the soccer team. Good morning.
Sorry to disappoint you guys. I know you're But maybe maybe Harder's there. He can buzz. Hey, I just wanted to call because Greg, 12 years, Greg. You know, you've been a stalwart for us, and it didn't matter if it was 6 a.m. Whatever, you were there, and I just wanted to say how well you putting us kind of on the map a little bit, you know, and giving us some pop and all this other stuff. And I know, we grew as a program during those 12 years, but, man, we couldn't grow without your help, and you've been great. And I can't say enough about the coverage we've had, and you didn't play any favorites and all that stuff, so... I'll remember you forever, and I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done for us.
Now, it has been my pleasure covering your team and your program and what you've accomplished. And, Coach, I wish you continued success, and I'm just so excited about the future of your program and all the programs at Emporia State, because I think Emporia State's at a special place right now where it's getting ready to take some huge steps. And your program among them. And I just say congratulations to you on your success so far and wish you continued success.
Thank you, Greg. I do appreciate that. And again, I can't say enough about how professional you've been with me and the girls. And again, there was no time that was inconvenient for you. You always just did your job, and you did it well. And you never acted like we were a burden on you. Just a positive attitude all the time. So really appreciate that. And I just wanted to say best wishes to you in Lawrence. And I do hope you come back. And I'm sure you will. But either way, you've been great. And I'm going to miss you, man.
Hey, we'll miss you guys too. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Coach Brian Seiler from the ladies' soccer team at Emporia State. We've lost Brandon Snyder, at least for the moment, so we'll go to break. This is the Monday Morning Quarterback. No, it's not. It's the on-air chat, isn't it? And it's brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. You're listening to KVUE. We are live and local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. And time now for a look at headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines. Here is Tegan Trahoon.
Well, thank you, and once again, good morning, everyone. Lyon County deputies say an attempted U-turn led to an injury crash near Emporia's West U.S. Highway 50 roundabout yesterday afternoon. That crash was reported to Lyon County Emergency Communications shortly before 2:45 in the afternoon. Full details are online at KVOE.com. However, one person was taken to Newman Regional Health for suspected non-life-threatening injuries. An investigation is still underway after a trailer home in East Emporia was heavily damaged by fire on Monday night. The fire was reported at 611 East 2nd around 7:15 in the evening. The walls were left standing, but fire and smoke did billow out of the north entrance and south window, causing heavy damage inside of the home. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. And the enrollment process has been a busy one for USD 253 Emporia, as already around 1,300 students have been enrolled since the online process began on Monday. Student and Family Resource Specialist Heather Wagner is encouraging parents to enroll online if possible and also encouraging them to take care of any and all fees at the same time. A check of your local forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Today, partly sunny skies, a high near 94, heat index values possibly as high as 105. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and storms. That's mainly between midnight and 4 a.m. Increasing clouds otherwise, a low of 71. And tomorrow, another chance of showers and storms, mainly before 8 a.m. Mostly cloudy otherwise, gradually becoming sunny, a high near 91. That's your check of local news headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Thank you, Tegan. Currently, light northeast breeze, cloudy skies, 80 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the information you need, live and local.
All right, welcome back to the on-air chat as we do a farewell show for Greg Ray, who's leaving KVOE after nearly 36 years as our sports director and the voice of the Hornets, and a lot of other good things. As the people that we've had a number of phone calls and people congratulating Greg and thanking him for his great work, and here in the studio, Aaron Harder. Garen Higgins, Greg sitting to my right, Bo Welch, the athletic director from the high school, Kent Weiser, retired athletic director, and Don Weiss. We'll get to some of you guys in a minute. We got phone calls again, so we'll go back to the phones. Good morning. Identify yourself, please.
Hey, Greg, this is Brandon Schneider, and I'm actually in the middle of practice, so I hope it's not too loud, but wanted to make sure I was able to be part of this celebration day. Just want to congratulate you on your retirement. And thank you for the outstanding job you did in covering our teams. I spent 15 years there, and I don't know that anybody was any more loyal to our program and players than you were. Just super, super appreciative of the job that you did in promoting us. And allowing so many to be a part of our program, even when they couldn't attend the games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate those kind words. And now that I'm going to be in the same city, I'm going to have to maybe see about maybe getting season tickets or something to watch your teams play over at Allen Fieldhouse. Again,
I'm going to send you an invoice as soon as I get out of practice.
And my wife's a big basketball fan too, so she might even enjoy that. Hey, first off, congratulations to you and your team for last year and a huge step that your program took, and hope you have continued success in Lawrence, and hope you're there in Lawrence for a long time.
Well, I do too, and I appreciate it. We go to Italy and Greece here in a couple of weeks, so we're in the middle of those preparations, but just didn't want to let the day go without being able to congratulate you, man.
So, are you going to be in some of the same places the Lady Hornets are going to be?
I don't know. We're in Rome, Sorrento, and Athens. So I don't even know our itinerary, much less somebody else.
Brandon, you just get on the plane and go where they take you, huh?
That's right. Yep.
Brandon, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy. Good luck, and travel safe.
All right, all the best, guys.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
All right, Brandon Schneider, and we got more callers on the line, so let's go back to the telephones. Please identify yourself.
Hey, Steve, Mitch Holtis here, voice of the Chiefs. Greg, congratulations on an amazing, incredible run. If there was a Mount Rushmore of Emporia Stateness somewhere, I don't know, out at Lake Cahola, it'd be probably, you know, Coach Slay and Earl Sauter and Brian Shea and Sean Robbins, the entire women's national championship team, and Greg Ray. What a run, man. You have been such a rock for the Hornets and for the station, and your passion for sports in the area and ESU has been amazing. So congratulations, my friend, on an awesome run.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that, Mitch. It's been a joy getting to know you and getting to work with you, and I'm going to be able to listen to maybe a few more of your games and maybe even scoot over to Kansas City and take in a few Chiefs games.
Well, we would welcome that, and that'll be awesome. The only disappointment was you didn't take the back roads to go to Kearney and go by the Home of the Range cabin. You had to stay on the main roads. That's the only disappointing thing about your career. but that's okay.
Well, now that I'm retired, I can do that.
Yeah, I do that. Head up to a Friday night Smith Center game and then get the home of the ranch cabin and just go up to Kearney to see all your old Loper friends.
That's, Hey, Mitch.
Yes, sir.
If you get hard up, well, not hard up, if you need a spotter, I think Greg would be pretty qualified.
He may be overqualified. I don't know if we can fit him under the salary cap. We can.
I work cheap.
We get Chris Jones signed. Maybe we can amortize some stuff and fit him in. But I know there's other people on the line, and I don't want to get in their way. But, Greg, just honestly, your passion, your commitment. There are so many athletes at Emporia High and ESU and all the area schools that you have made their lives better. And you have been an audio scrapbook, for lack of a better term, for them. And just what you've done for ESU and for the stations has been unparalleled, really, in many ways. So congrats, my friend, and I hope your next chapter will be blessed by the Lord.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mitch.
Mitch Holtis, Voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's stay with the phones. Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Hey, this is Eddie Longcheck with Pitt State Radio. And, Greg, congratulations on 35 wonderful years as, you know, someone that can relate to, obviously, that market size and the one-on-one affiliation with the university and the athletics. That's just fantastic. Emporia is just like Pittsburgh. It's a college town. It's relatively small-town America. And I know what you've meant to the people of Emporia, the listeners, and it's going to be weird going up to Emporia and not seeing Greg Ray. That'd be like going to our nation's capital and not seeing the Washington Monument. So it's going to be a little bit different, and I'm humbled to be asked to call in today, you know, listening to Coach Snyder and Mitch Holtis and guys that have certainly done a lot in their careers. And, you know, I started in the late 90s, Pittsburgh State, as a sideline reporter, and here we are however many years later, and you've obviously been one of the stalwarts of the MIAA and Division II for that matter, and so congratulations on everything, and boy, just like everybody else, I wish you nothing but the best going forward because you deserve it, and so all the best in the next chapter, whatever it holds.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yep. You guys take care.
That's Eddie Longcheck, longtime play-by-play guy for Pittsburgh State. If you don't know him, he's the guy up on the broadcast row in the shorts. So let's go back to the phones one more time. Go ahead.
Greg Ray, Gerard Welbrock, how are you?
Hey, Gerard, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations. I caught the tail end of Eddie and want to piggyback on everything he said. Wish you nothing but the best. It will be different when we're in Emporian. There's no Greg Ray, just, you know, you've been great, and just certainly wish you the best in your next chapter.
I appreciate that, Gerard. Yeah, I'll miss the interaction with all the other my cohorts that are covering the other schools. Great group of broadcasters. It has been my honor to be able to work with you, with Eddie, and all those that are part of the broadcast life in the MIAA.
Yeah, and it's such a small group, and I think what the cool thing about the MIAA is I think we all get along pretty well and enjoy each other's company, and certainly can relate to what everybody else goes through. But you've been one of the best, certainly, and Emporia is going to miss you, but you. Well deserved in stepping away and whatever that next chapter brings you.
I appreciate that, Gerard. And hey, good luck to you.
Hey Gerard. Hey, Gerard, yeah. Just to get us a form of reference, how many years have you been at Hayes?
Well, this will be my 22nd year doing play by play this upcoming season. I was a color analyst for 6 years prior to that, so and there's a few years I wasn't involved with the Fort Hays broadcast. So I've been 30-plus in Hays, and now my 22nd year as Voice of the Tigers coming up.
So kind of a newbie.
Yeah, it's funny, I'm newbie, but now Greg steps away, and all of a sudden I'm one of the old guys.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you calling in, and I know Greg appreciates it as well. So,
well, I appreciate you guys reaching out to me. It was my pleasure to be a part of this.
Gerald Welbrock, the longtime voice. I was surprised. Don Weiss, are you surprised? I would have thought he was 30, more than 30 plus.
Well, probably close by the time you add that in, but, you know, it just goes to show how long Greg's been doing this. I mean, that's just it. There are people that have, you know, that weren't alive when he started doing it. It's crazy. I mean, just he's always been there. It's just that he's always been there, and that's what's going to be different now.
You posted on Facebook, you put together the numbers. Which one of those numbers stunned you the most?
Quarter million miles of travel. I think when I started figuring that up, that's probably the big one. Just a lot of things went through that. A lot of good meals in a lot of places, a lot of gas station sandwiches. There's been some interesting detours we've had to take. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mitch, I never got him by Smith Center. We went through Smith Center one time and kind of got turned around in there, I think, on a trip to Kearney. But
hard to turn around in Smith Center.
Yeah, it was something. We went the wrong way somehow. But then, you know, we've also had – we hit one deer. That's kind of the amazing thing. Out of all those travels, we only hit one deer out of all that, so that's pretty impressive. But just the fact that Greg was always there, I don't think he missed any game. Did you miss one during COVID? Was there one time you had to miss during COVID?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to, but then the other team had one. So, yeah, we didn't miss anything, and that's just – I've missed more games than Greg Ray's missed over the years.
Okay, let's bring Garen Higgins, head football coach. What are you starting? You're 16?
It's 16 or 17.
I mean, you've been at Emporia State forever, and you're about half of what Greg is. So
there's no question.
Tell us about Greg and the football program.
Man, I think just sitting here thinking, listening to everybody talk and you know, the work ethic that Greg has is second to none. I mean, Don just said it with all the miles that he brought up, the professionalism, the impact. You know, Greg has just made such a huge impact on our university, Emporia High School, the surrounding schools in the counties. I don't know if anybody's had that type of impact at any level, you know, for a community and for a high school and a university. I mean, it's Greg has been, you know, in athletics, there's always those tough losses. And, you know, you remember those definitely vividly. And a lot of times, you know, you want to avoid the media. You don't even want to talk to anybody. You just want to go hide. But, man, Greg was always a guy that I'd never minded talking to. You know, I mean, Greg was – he was a professional. He was, you know, and he is. It's not like he's, you know, he's still breathing right beside me here. He's right next to me. You know, he's a friend. The times that Greg would just come by the office and say, how's Coach Higgins doing today? You know, you just don't get that. You know, that's special to me. You know, those are things that are special to me about Emporia State. And, you know, and Greg, there will never be, I don't care what anybody says, you will never be able to use the moniker, the voice of the Hornets, and talk about anybody else without.
That's right.
Talking about this guy right here. And Greg, from the bottom of my heart, you know, I wish I could say, do you remember those games you called of me when I was lighting up the scoreboard and
there
leading the
any.
Offense? No, that's the joke, Don. All right, let me finish. Can I get to the punchline?
I do remember once when they mentioned you, when you were called for being outside the legal area for players on the bench.
That's probably right, but I, you know, I still had my mouthpiece in and my chin strap buckled. That's what we had to do. But no, Greg, just I thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. You're a friend. You know, I just respect you so much and the work ethic that you put in. Like, I think that being a coach, you have so much time. But man, when I look, like, your time is never stops. You know, mine's during, you know, the fall and recruiting season, all that. Greg's time never stops from college to high school. And
it actually gets tougher when they're out of season, because then you got to invent stuff to talk about.
Hey, and that's the thing that's special about Greg. You know, I mean, giving updates, you know, about a golf tournament here in town and things like that. The member guest or whatever it might be, just
pickleball.
Pickleball, you know. I mean, just Greg's first class. I'm going to miss you, Greg. I'm going to miss those early morning calls, training camp discussions, all that. So, and we wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate the kind words. And I'm going to miss our visits, whether it's pregame or during the season, out on the football field or in your office.
It's going to be different, man. I'm a creature of habit. You know, not having you Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to do the pregame show, Monday Hornet Talk, those things mean something to me, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, and
I have one question for you, Greg. Just do you remember – it would have been probably your first or second year. Do you remember the second half of the Fort Hays State game when this guy did come in and led Emporia State to a championship?
I probably got the tape somewhere.
I handed the ball off. I did a great job of handing the ball off.
That's a great quarterback.
That I managed the game. That's what I did. Didn't throw one single pass.
Garen, stick with us because I got a question for you. If we get time, we got a caller on the line, so – we're going to go back to the phones. That was Garen Higgins, head football coach at Emporia State, and a guy that I think is indebted to Greg because Greg has helped make Emporia State football a lot of what it is today. Good morning. You're on the Monday morning, the on-air chat as we say farewell to Greg Ray. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, doing, little buddy. Yeah, remember the time that you were with me at the hospital when I was out and not very, feeling very good? And I remember the time that you had your son with you right by my bedside. That meant a lot to me. With everything you do and everything else, on behalf of Emporia and myself, we will all miss you. 100% and more than that.
Well, thanks.
I love your family and everything.
All right. Well, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that.
We all love you. Come back soon.
Well, I'll be coming back for some games. That's for sure.
And if you do, you might want to pick me up. You might want to pick me up one day.
Okay.
We can get together.
All right. Sounds
like
a deal.
I love you guys. Bye, KVOE. All right.
All right, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Great call. Thank you, Ryan. A special friend to all of us. As we say farewell to Greg Ray, we're going to get a break in as we need one more break. And come back, we'll try to visit with Bo Welch and Don Weiss and Kent Weiser and Garen Higgins. Can't see you over there, Higgins, so I can't remember your name.
Hey, that's all right, man. There's a lot of people who don't remember my name.
This is KVOE. We are live and local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
The Emporia Farmers Market.
Is everything in place?
Twice a week. Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings in the parking lot at 7th and Merchant.
Go.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Grown, live and local.
KVOE, live and local, and time once again for a look at sports headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need. Here is Greg Ray.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning. The Kansas City Royals held on for an 11-10 win over the Detroit Tigers last night. Royals scored five of those runs in the fourth inning. That would give them a lead they would not give up, but Detroit made things interesting, scoring four of their runs in the top of the ninth. Dyrone Blanco led the offense, going 4-for-4, miss hitting for the cycle by a home run. Mikel Garcia was 2-for-4 with a 4 RBI. Edward Olivares drove in three runs. Daniel Lynch was the winning pitcher. Royals and Tigers play again tonight. Ryan Yarbrough on the mound for the Royals. First pitch set for 7:10. You can hear the game here on KVOE. Kansas City Chiefs opened up training camp yesterday with rookies, quarterbacks, and selected injured players reporting. Rest of the team scheduled to report on Saturday. First practice open to the public Sunday in St. Joe, Missouri. at the 113th Kansas Amateur Match Play Championship Golf Tournament. Emporian Gentry Sheevy was still on the course when first-round play was halted. After nine holes, Sheevy was at even par. Brooke Sauter finished the first round at plus one. Caleb Schmidt finished the first round at plus four. Round one wraps up today before round two begins. Then the 64 lowest scores and ties advance to match play that begins tomorrow. And play gets underway at the basketball tournament Wichita Regional tonight. The KU alumni team, Mass Street, plays We Are D3 at 8 o'clock at Coke Arena. Kansas State's alumni team of Purple and Black plays tomorrow at 6 o'clock against the guys out of St. Louis. And the Aftershocks, made up of Wichita State alumni, open up against B1 Ballers tomorrow at 8 o'clock. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Greg. And for all the latest sports news, information, and our on-air schedule, make sure you check out the sports page at KVOE.com.
Welcome back to the on-air chat as we say goodbye to Greg Ray, 36 years. Here is our sports director and lots of other things to many people in Emporia. Guy that's really endeared himself to our community, and we've got a caller on the line. Good morning. Identify yourself, please.
Is this, am I speaking to, I guess it's the double voice, the real voice, and then the sadder voice?
Well, I'm the moderator. Greg Ray's sitting to my right. He's waiting to hear from you with bated breath.
Good morning, Coach Mo.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Coach Mo. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Life's been good to me. Not as good as hanging out with the voice all day long during the grind, but you know, it's okay. Maybe we can get together. My son lives in Kansas City, so I keep trying to get back there, and I'm almost finished with the house out here, so I'll be able to travel a little more coming up here. But I'm glad you're staying local.
Yeah,
I expect to hear you on the air again at some point. I don't know if a voice like yours can ever fully retire.
Well, we'll see what's in store. You never know what's around the corner.
Well, good for you. How's Steve, you doing all right?
Steve? Oh, I'm doing fine, but we're talking about Greg today, Freddie. I mean, we could ask how you're doing, but we've only got an hour.
I know. I used to dominate the pregame shows when Greg would hit me with the questions. I don't think I shut up till my time was up.
Well, it was a pleasure working with you, Coach, and getting to know you. And I wish you continued success with whatever you choose to be involved with.
It was certainly my pleasure. And are we still coming around for the golf tournament?
I don't know about that. What,
need a partner.
You know, for the BBC?
Yes.
I don't know if you want me as a partner.
Well, you get to play now. You don't have to work it anymore. You be a player. Certainly, nobody wants me as a partner. That's why I can't come back there anymore. So I need somebody that'll run around in last place with me.
Coach Mo, we'd like to tell some stories, but where we'd have to start, we can't go.
Oh, we don't. I'm afraid I embarrassed Craig way too many times on air. There was one shocker when I asked if it was the delay button, but we won't get into that old story.
Hey, we'll line you up and get you in on a Monday morning with us if you're up that early. And talk about your family and what you're doing. I know Tommy and your kids are all doing great. So good to have you call and congratulate.
It's all
Greg.
Good. I appreciate everything you guys have done for the community and Greg. It's just, Emporia's not going to be the same without you. Well, at least you got the basketball team in good shape right now. I see that they had a really good year last year.
Well, I appreciate
that. All right, guys.
Thanks, Coach Mo.
All right, Greg. Congratulations. I'll be in touch. I'm sure I'll track you down at some point.
Look forward to it.
All right, Coach Freddie Moe,
okay. Bye.
Former Hornet basketball coach. And Kent, we could have got you in there, but he just having some excuse.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great that, you know, I tell you, all the former and current coaches are reaching out to Greg. you know, if there's one thing I'd like to say, and I won't be very long, you know, for 36 years and for my 23 at ESU, you don't always get to report on good stuff. I mean, things aren't going great all the time. And the best you can hope for in my position and Coach Welch's position, you know, is professionalism. When things are going wrong, coaches talk about after a loss and, you know, they're feeling bad. And you know, Greg always conducted those interviews and everything with such integrity, with such journalistic professionalism. And I think that's all you want. And you want, you know, because the community, people need to know, you know, it's not all roses all the time, because there's some challenges that come with athletics, and we just never had to be concerned that the person you were talking to was not the ultimate professional. And Greg, I'm going to look through these microphones to look you in the eye and tell you that I really appreciated that, and always will, and I know everybody that you've worked with will appreciate that. So thank you, my friend.
It has been my pleasure, and as I look at it, no, it's not fun to report on those things, but those things have to be reported, and you might as well do it with a little bit of humility and a little bit of understanding that, you know, not everything's going to be perfect. And so often in this day and age of anybody who has an opinion can get on the internet or anywhere and make their opinions be known. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. And I always felt like even in the negative situations, there has to be a positive in there somewhere, and you try to find those positives.
And I hope, I hope you found those. I'm sure you did. We, with all of our programs here in Emporia High School through ESU, you know, there's been some great times to be courtside and on the field and that. So I'm glad.
Let's let Bo Welch talk just a little bit about what it meant to your kids, because so many kids, I mean, third place finisher, maybe even a sixth place finisher in a tennis tournament, and they might get to talk on the air, and Greg always found a way to ask him a question that didn't embarrass him. And but I know it meant a lot to not only the kids but also the parents.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, Greg's the king of positives, you know, and he can conduct an interview with a high school kid and completely set him up for success. And you know, the interview never goes astray. It's always positive. I know our parents very appreciative of that. Probably more appreciative of that is our coaches. You know, and speaking from experience, you know, myself, I never had one concern about an interview with Greg with one of our kids. You know, I never had to coach a kid through, hey, you say this. You know, if he asks you this, I mean, go with Greg. Greg's got you, and you know, and Greg will take care of you. And the interview is going to go great. It's going to promote our team. It's going to promote what we got going on. And I know I echo that with all of our coaches at the high school. And like I said, Greg's the. He's the king of positive. He can turn a loss into he always found the positives in games that maybe we struggled and I know that I always appreciated that as a coach. Our coaches appreciate that, and I know our kids do as well. So our kids weren't afraid to go talk with Greg, you know, and that to me, that's another thing. Kids don't want to talk nowadays. You know, they don't know what to say, but Greg was the best at handling them, and like I said, as a coach and as an administrator, there's no better feeling to know that your kids are going to be led into, you know, a successful conversation.
You want to respond, Greg? Or?
Thank you.
There we go. We got one more phone caller, and then we're going to shut the phones off. You got one? Okay, let's take this. This will be our last call. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Jake LeBon. I cannot believe that you are not going to be calling the Turnpike Tussle. It is incredible to me. That when I look over and go over to your booth and try to get some insight on what's going to happen, and it's not going to be Greg Ray. First of all, congratulations on your retirement. Congratulations on 35 years at Emporia State. I cannot believe someone can be at an institution for 35 years. It is remarkable what you have done there at KVOE, and being the voice of Emporia State. I told Don Weiss ago, next year Greg Ray should be in the Emporia State Athletics Hall of Fame, and if he isn't, Don, we're going to have words.
Oh, he's already in.
He's already in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I did not know that, but if he wasn't, I was going to say he's going to be in there. But it's going to be weird not having Greg Ray there for the Turnpike Tussle. I can tell you that, Greg.
Well, thanks, Jake. I appreciate that, and I'll miss having that interaction with you and all the other fellow broadcasters in the MIAA. And during the football season, Saturdays are definitely going to be different, and during the basketball season, game times are definitely going to be different. But thank you for the kind words.
You bet, Greg. Enjoy your retirement, my friend. Well deserved.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey,
Jake, thanks for joining us. Jake LeBlanc, play-by-play guy, voice of WIBW.
For Washburn Ichabods.
Yeah, for the Washburn Ichabods. And we got two more people to talk to. We're going to talk to Garen for just a minute, and then David Spafford has joined us, athletic director at Emporia State. Coach Higgins, talk a little bit about the work Greg did for you off the game days when he would – help you set up things for recruits and do special recordings and stuff like that, emceeing your draft day parties and so on and stuff like that. Did you have to beg him? Did you have to pay him?
I never had to beg him, never had to pay him. I mean, Greg was always
there.
Let me
get the
invoice out.
I'm going to send him an invoice too, just like Coach Snyder. But, you know, I always felt like Greg made it big time. Like he and Coach – you know, Coach Welch talked about this too, just, you know, with your kids, even our players, they always wanted to go talk to Greg, and, you know, it would be positive. And I also think that Greg, the work ethic, as I said earlier, the type of work that he put in into his job, you knew that he loved what he did. But the other thing to that was that he made those kids, he made our players feel like they were at a Power 5 school. I mean, the type of coverage, you know, from just like you talked about, Steve, the, you know, our recruiting bash and Greg, you know, interviewing me before that. Like, even when I first got here, I know, which was a long time ago, I thought that was special. You know, like, it wasn't just always about football season. And you know, I would come on Saturday morning and talk about our recruiting class or during spring football and come up here and talk about you know, our prospects for the next season. That's during the spring. I mean, that to me is another thing that makes Greg so special, you know, and makes us all feel like we're at the big time because of his work ethic and the way and the professionalism that he did his job. And as I said, there will never be another Greg Ray, and there will never truly ever be. Anytime I hear Voice of the Hornets, there's only one person only that I'm going to think about, and that is Greg Ray.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Appreciate that.
And we're joined now by athletic director, the current athletic director at Emporia State, David Spafford, who shows up here on his own. And you've got about 2 years of memories with Greg, maybe not 2 years. I assume you have some good things to say about him.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Good, good. Well, obviously, yes, I'm the new guy around the block. Sitting around this table as I look around, and I think Garen and Kent and Don and, you know, Coach Doty and others that were here, They said it very eloquently in regards to everything that you've done. Thank you, and at the level that you've done it has been very, it's been great with the professionalism that you've done and how you've managed our players and our coaches with everything that's gone on. We really do appreciate everything you've done. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. It has been my pleasure, and I'll say this. Part of me still wants to hang around because I see your vision, David, for Emporia State, and that vision is so exciting in my mind and in my eyes. You have some big plans facility-wise, and with that I think is going to come a lot of success with the teams that are part of Emporia State University, and I think the future is so bright at Emporia State, not only athletically but otherwise as well. I think Emporia State is on the horizon of what can be a very, very exciting time where we could see Emporia State really blossom and become it's already a special place, but a place that will become even more special as time goes along.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's, you know, I look around the table and I think everybody here, including yourself, you've all helped put that foundation down there for us. And our listeners that are out in the community right now, you know, everybody has pulled together and put us in this position to be able to do some great things. And I couldn't thank everybody enough. And just hope that you make it back, and I know you will, and so you can kind of help us along as we do some more great things as we keep moving Hornet Athletics forward.
And, Greg, David probably doesn't want to hear this, but you're still on my pass list as long as I'm here. I won't be like Coach Schneider. I'm not going to invoice you for tickets quite yet. Now maybe the family, you know, and I'll let Bernie too, because out of all this, the one person out of this that hasn't been mentioned enough is your wife and what she has done over the past 35 years to let you live your dream, as you say. That's a very special lady that you have right there.
Yes, indeed. And she does deserve a huge thank you, and I'll give her a big hug and a kiss.
There you go. A good way to wrap things up here is we've heard from Kent Weiser, Garen Higgins, David Spafford, Don Weiss, Bill Welch, and then tons of people on the phone as we honor Greg Ray. It's kind of interesting, when we found out Greg was going to be leaving and we started announcing or put out the someone to – I don't think we ever said replace Greg, but someone to take his position or his job, the applicants just came flooding in, and every one of them, I mean almost every application, said it would be such an honor to try to follow Greg Ray. So he made the job one that there's a lot of envy for, and we think we hired a young man named Blake Cripps. He's been doing play-by-play for Newman for the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. Yep. And he will start the 1st of August, and we're excited. Dylan Sherwood will be involved in sports as well, so we think we'll be in good hands, but we obviously will miss Greg Ray. And so one final time, Greg, I'm not just going to thank you. I am going to say thank you, but I'm also going to say we want you to do our close. So
all right.
Get us out of here.
All right. This has been the On-Air Chat. It's been brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
Live and local, 1400 AM.